Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. Welcome to our Wow God podcast. I'm here with Pastor Ron Bruner, Kingfisher First Assembly of God in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Welcome, Pastor Ron.
It's great to be with you again, Pastor Jamie, on the Wow God podcast. We're really enjoying this series.
Yes, this series is questions people have about the Bible. And so today we're just going to jump right into this question. So, Pastor, tell us what that question is today.
Our question for today, Pastor Jamie, is, what should I do when someone offends me? And I want to say this in a couple of different ways, because this question could be asked like this: what should I do when someone wrongs me?
Ooh.
Or what should I do when someone hurts me? These are really all the same questions. And please notice, though, that I did not say, what should I do if someone offends me, wrongs me, or hurts me? Because you are going to be wronged, you're going to be hurt, you're going to be offended.
That's
it's
right.
It's not if. It's That's you right. will be. And remember, oftentimes, these hurts come from unexpected places. Remember that Joseph's brothers are the ones who sold him into slavery. Oh, how painful that would be to have your own family do you that way. You could be offended or wronged or hurt by your spouse, your boss, someone you attend church with.
Yes.
A teacher, a close friend, a neighbor, a father, or a mother. Mm-hmm. And this is important for you to understand. No long-term relationship will last without forgiveness. Mm. Because when we have relationships with people, we're going to hurt people and people are going to hurt us. Uh-huh. And the only way that marriage works is because you learn to forgive your spouse.
Yes.
And your spouse learns to forgive you. The Jesus said, freely we've received forgiveness from him. And Matthew 10:8 says, freely you've received, freely give. So we must freely forgive as Jesus has forgiven us. Now, Jesus taught about forgiveness. He said to Peter, came to him, and Peter said in Matthew 18:21-22, then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Peter thought he's being pretty generous. Somebody offends me, I'll forgive him seven times. But Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. And Pastor Jamie, that's 70 times 7 in one day, too. And sometimes people ask me, now, how do you know that that's 70 times 7 in one day? Well, if it's 70 times 7 in a lifetime, I'm in trouble, because I've already used up all my forgiveness 140 times. 70 times 7, or 70 times 7, I've already used up all of my times to be forgiven. And so I know that Jesus is saying, you know, not just 70 times 7, and then that's the end. Jesus is really saying, you got to keep forgiving. You got to keep on forgiving. Think about it. Jesus keeps on forgiving us no matter how many times we sin. He
yes.
will forgive us if we just ask him to. And this truth, we find it in Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. It says, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Mercy is all about God forgiving us. And I'm so glad that every day I can receive a fresh supply of God's mercy and his forgiveness. C.S. Lewis said an interesting thing. He said, forgiveness is a wonderful thing unless I'm the one doing the forgiving. We all want to be forgiven. We all want to receive forgiveness.
Yes.
But it's a little bit hard sometimes when we have to be the one that does the forgiving. But I must extend the mercy that I receive from God to those who've offended me, hurt me, and wronged me. Failing to forgive will cause me to become bitter And the Bible warns us about that in Hebrews 12:15, where he says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. What does that word defiled mean? I know it's a King James word. So what does it mean? Pastor Jamie, it means to dye with another color or to stain. Hmm. And when we fail to forgive, bitterness will cover your entire life with the paint of broken relationships. Hmm. It'll cause your relationships in every area to be contaminated. That's another word for defiled, is contaminated. So Satan wants to pollute your life with bitterness. And when you refuse to forgive someone, it's like you drinking a bottle of poison and believing that it'll kill them, but it won't kill them. It'll just destroy you. Yes. It just doesn't work that way. When you fail to forgive, you're hanging on to a rotting past. And so turn loose of it. Don't hang on to a rotting past. You can turn loose of that. When you fail to forgive, you're living in the past. So your past is affecting your present. It's affecting you today. And what you do today determines your future and what your future will be. So free yourself from the past by way of forgiveness. When it comes to forgiveness, we can learn a lot from the example of both Jesus and Stephen. Listen at Jesus' prayer for the men who nailed him to the cross, Luke 23:34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. You know, Pastor Jamie, a lot of times when people do hurt us and offend us, you know what? A lot of them don't even know they did it. And they didn't actually do it intentionally. Now, I know that sometimes people do it intentionally, mm-hmm. but many times people do it and they don't know that they really offended us or hurt us, you know. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says here, Father, forgive them, because they don't even know what they were doing. And the other thing I see here, Pastor Jamie, is that Jesus really lived what he taught. Because if we go back to Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So praying for your persecutors, praying for those who offend you, will set you free from all bitterness. It's what Jesus did. And you may feel like you've really been mistreated and wronged, mm-hmm. But I don't think any of us have been wronged or as mistreated as when Jesus was hanging on the cross. And he forgave the people who nailed him to the cross. So we need to be able to forgive too. And Jesus forgave them, and he forgave them quickly. He forgave them quickly. Sometimes we kind of want to hang on to things, and we need to forgive very quickly. We need to forgive. What can Stephen teach us about forgiveness? In the book of Acts, Stephen was being stoned to death for preaching the gospel. In Acts 7:60, the Bible says, and he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, saying, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So we see here that Stephen forgave the very people that were stoning him to death. And he said, Father, I forgive them. Don't lay this sin to their charge. And so he forgave them. So when we forgive, we have peace. Listen at this verse in Psalms 119:165. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. There's a couple of things here. What law is this verse talking about that gives us peace? It's the law of forgiveness. Because when I forgive someone, I have peace. Now, the people, notice what he says here. He says, they're not offended. So if I constantly forgive people, I won't take up an offense. Mm-hmm. I won't be offended. And that's what he's teaching us here. And in Matthew 6:12, we see that law of forgiveness. It says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then Jesus, he enlarges on this idea of forgiving people in Matthew 6. He wants us to be sure that we understand it. In Matthew 6:14-15, he says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, he says, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So forgiveness, Pastor Jamie, is not optional. If you want God to forgive you, forgiving those who have offended you, who have wronged you and hurt you and taken advantage of you, you have to forgive them. And you remember Romans 12:21 says, overcome evil with good. That is such a powerful statement. And when we forgive people, that's what we're doing. Forgiveness is the road that leads to overcoming and victory. Forgive and you will be like Jesus. Forgive and you will be a peacemaker. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Forgive and you will live. Satan wants to destroy key relationships in your life. And here's why. Very important for us to grab a hold of this. None of us have all the puzzle pieces to make our life complete. Some of the pieces to our puzzle are in the lives of those people that are around us. And if we fail to forgive those that are around us, we'll never find some of the pieces of the puzzle that will make our life complete. So forgive, and more of the pieces of the puzzle of your life will fall into place. So when you're offended, don't nurse it, don't curse it, don't rehearse it, but reverse it.
Ooh, that's good.
We nurse it in our mind when we go over and over it again. We say, well, they didn't have any right to do that. We're just going over and over and again. We're nursing it. And then don't curse it. Cursing is saying, well, why did they do it to me? Why did this happen to me? Why did they say that about me? Well, that might even be a good question. God uses an offense to get us to pray for the person who's offended us. God's trying to get you to pray for that person. Because that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, pray for those who persecute you. Okay, so don't curse it and don't rehearse it. Don't tell others what they did to you, because every time you retell it, you relive it, and it causes you more emotional pain. And also, you're damaging the reputation of the other person who offended you. And in so doing, you're really returning evil for evil. And Romans 12:17 says, don't return evil for evil. So reverse the offense by forgiving. Forgiveness is a choice. It's the right choice. When we choose to forgive, we are obeying the truth of God's word. Truth empowers us. Deception imprisons us. Satan will imprison us if we don't forgive. That's what Jesus taught in Matthew 18:34 when he said that we will be delivered to the tormentors if we don't forgive. And when we don't forgive, Pastor Jamie, we don't have peace and we don't have joy. So how do I forgive? Well, I need to stop listening to my emotions, because they tell me that, hey, I'm right, so I don't need to forgive them. But I have to do what Jesus did. I pray, Father, I'm going to forgive them by your power that's working in me. I forgive them and I release them right now. And also, Lord, I bless them with spiritual understanding and good health and great wealth. And then keep praying this and saying this every day until you stop feeling any ill will toward them and feel only compassion for them. Remember, what we want to do is return good for evil. You can do this. You can do this today. You can start right now in this podcast. And Pastor Jamie's going to pray for you and to help you apply this right now today.
Pastor Ron, I do have a question. What happens if we go to someone to ask forgiveness, but they don't forgive us? And what's the process? What's the process of that? Because that is a seed. Whenever they don't forgive us at the moment, it's a seed that's like, what do we do? What do we do now?
When you go to ask someone to forgive you and they refuse to forgive you, you've done your part. You've done what God requires of you. That's your responsibility, to go to them and say, would you forgive me? It's their responsibility to forgive you, so that's on them, okay?
Yes.
And you know, you can feel some, because they don't forgive you, you usually feel a little bit of rejection, because they're still rejecting you. You feel still rejected, you know? But remember this, Jesus was rejected too. Mm-hmm. Rejection only turns you in a new direction.
Ooh, that's good.
So if you feel a little rejection there, That's okay. And you know, maybe you feel like it's not resolved like you wanted it to be.
Yes.
But you've opened the door for it to be resolved, and you've done everything you can do. You've done what God's required of you to do. And that's a great question, because lots of times some people won't forgive you, you know.
Yes.
They just, you know, for whatever reason, they won't forgive you, usually because they're guilty too, mm-hmm. and they need to ask you to forgive them because it wasn't all your fault what happened.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And they're not willing to forgive you because yes. they don't want to ask you to forgive them.
Yes.
They have too much pride to do it. And so, but that is a great question. Once you've done it, you've done your part, and
yes.
you just need to commit it to God and say, God, you know, I'm, and you can still pray, God, I'm believing you to heal this relationship.
Yes.
You know?
So, yes.
But that's a good question.
Well, let's pray for our listeners today. Father, we come boldly before your throne, and God, we thank you, Father, for this podcast today. And I pray, God, today, if there's somebody today that maybe they're walking around with a fence in their life where they've been offended, and I just ask that, God, that you would just break down the stronghold of the enemy that has been lying to them through all of this season. I pray right now your power come upon their life right now and destroy every yoke of bondage, Lord, and let them begin
yes.
to have that mending
yes,
relationship.
Yes.
God, maybe a relationship with you. Maybe they're offended against you, God.
Yes.
And I just pray that offense begin to come down, and that, God,
yes.
that your Holy Spirit
yes.
will just come in and begin to invade
oh,
that individual
yes.
right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus, and touch their life with a great power in the name of
yes.
Jesus, Lord, and just begin to mend that offense.
Oh, yes, God.
Right now, God, just begin to bless them right now.
Yes,
we
Father.
Give you the glory,
yes.
we give you the honor, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ron, for answering these questions. What a delight it is to have you on our podcast. You have blessed our listeners. You have blessed me every time you get on. We just want to say thank you for joining us today. We want you to be blessed.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to BreakthroughEvangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.